It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is not a bailout.
Just so we're clear.
This is not a bailout. 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 So this is not a bailout.
It is a governor on message.
This week in Lansing, Governor Rick Snyder rolled out the first details of a plan to commit state money, as much as $350 million over 20 years, to help dig Detroit out of bankruptcy and keep the assets of the Detroit Institute of Arts off the auction block.
This would be part of a grand bargain to settle the Detroit bankruptcy, mitigating cuts to pensions, and making sure the DIA doesn't have to sell off its Diego Rivera mural to help meet the city's obligations.
The money would most likely come from what Michigan is getting from the National Tobacco Settlement.
That 15-year-old...
It's a teenager!
That 15-year-old cash cow that's been tapped for college scholarships, economic development, Medicaid, the list goes on, and now it might be part of the Detroit bailout.
This is not a bailout.
Oh, right. So we've got a plan. We've got a revenue stream. What's left?
Oh, I don't know. How about selling it to the legislature?
So let's not call this a done deal.
Far from it. This is an election year.
And this is a difficult sell, especially to Republicans, especially west of Lansing and north of Clare. The question is, why would they go along with a political hot potato like Aid for Detroit? At least two Senate Republicans, probably more, are looking at primaries. Plenty of House Republicans looking over their shoulders for a Tea Party primary challenge. Politically speaking, there are probably more reasons not to do this than to do this.
I hope it's something better. I hope it's something better. I hope it's something better comes along.
And this isn't open-ended. The bankruptcy is moving along, and when the settlement is done, it's done. So this plan has a shelf life. So how did the governor, the legislature's Republican leaders, make the case to the rest of their party? Well, how about ownership to begin? This governor and the legislature passed the law that put Detroit into emergency management and ultimately bankruptcy. And if it succeeds, the GOP can claim credit for fixing what was created by 60 years of mismanagement in a city governed by Democrats.
But an infusion of money, that's not a conservative Republican solution. A big part of the problem here is bringing Republicans to acceptance. There's not a best solution. There is only the least worst solution to this. Now, the deal closer might be, the estimates are Detroit has somewhere north of $3 billion in pension liabilities. That's what puts the assets of the city-owned art museum at risk.
And let's be honest here. If those paintings and the sculptures and the cultural treasures were not in play, it's doubtful we'd even be having this conversation.
Truth. The deal closer might be pouring money on a problem may not be the Republican way, but not assuming a giant debt is. There is still that question hanging out there on whether the Michigan Constitution puts the state on the hook if the city can't make its pension obligations. And let's suggest here that maybe it's no accident that in his State of the State speech, the governor offered the Tea Party a big fat steak dinner when he endorsed a federal balanced budget amendment and getting Michigan in line to help with that. And he did it at the exact moment when he was also engineering the Detroit bailout.
This is not a bailout.
But this will not be done by Republicans on their own. This will require a bipartisan solution. And Democrats aren't just lining up. They'll make some demands. At the same time, House Speaker Jace Bulger says union concessions should be part of the package. And then there's the question of what might be demanded of the DIA to close the monetary gap.
All kinds of reasons to say no, and Rick Snyder, that seasoned business negotiator, needs to get a critical mass of all those groups to get to yes.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
When I ask you what's the deal, you hold on inside. You won't know me with me, gotta keep it real. Tell me what's going on, tell me how you feel. Boy, I know you want me just as much as I want you. So come and get my love.